All right, Alexander, let's talk about the possible Olympic boycott for China. The Beijing Olympics 2022, we are, I believe we're 10 months away, and the United States, the West, many countries are now starting to talk about boycotting those games. We've gone all the way back to, gosh, I remember the boycott of the Moscow Summer Games, 1980. The more things change, the more they stay the same, I guess. But this is so bizarre, and I'll say why it's bizarre, at least from the U.S. Biden perspective, is because here you had Joe Biden, he 10% for the guy, 10% for the big guy when he was making deals with China. You had Hunter Biden, who was a lawyer for these China bigwigs, and I mean, I'm not exaggerating. He was a lawyer, supposedly a lawyer, for these Chinese billionaires and these energy companies as they were making their deals in New York. And now he's going to, and now the Biden administration is going to maybe boycott the Winter Games. China has threatened that they're going to retaliate if they do go forward with a boycott. I mean, if the US boycotted, I guess much of Europe would boycott with them. That would be just a tragedy. I think it's already bad enough with the restrictions and everything that's going on to the Olympics are already they're already going through so many troubles as is in sport in general and live events. It would just be such a tragedy to boycott this. It just seems like a terrible decision. What do you make of this?
Well, I agree. I think it would be an extremely dangerous decision. It's the sort of thing, by the way, that in some ways the Democrats tend to do. I mean, when Donald Trump was president, I mean, he didn't talk about boycotting Olympics and sports events. He actually imposed tariffs and did things that made a real difference, if I could put it like that. Whereas Democrats instead seem to prefer gesture politics. And you mentioned the boycott of the Moscow Olympics back in 1980. Remember, that was done by a Democrat president. I mean, that was Jimmy Carter in those days. Ronald Reagan, as I seem to vaguely remember, was not keen on the idea at all. He wasn't, of course, president then, but he was already maneuvering to become the Republican Party's nominee. So this is the kind of gesture the Democrats love. I should add that when there were the Winter Olympics in Sochi in 2014 in Russia, again, there were some people on the sort of Democratic Party side who were talking about boycotting the Sochi Olympics also. And if you remember, that was all about that Russian law which imposed content, ratings, restrictions, which some people of a certain disposition took strong exception to. I have to be very careful what I say. That particular boycott didn't happen. I'm going to say straight away, if the Democrats, if people like Blinken, who I suspect is the person who's driving all of this, decide to boycott the Beijing Olympics and make that decision stick and think that it will be like boycotting the Moscow Olympics in 1980, which basically had no particular repercussions, then they are gravely, disastrously wrong. I mean, I don't want to deal in stereotypes, but China is a face culture. Asians tend to be. They will see this as a mortal insult on China. Trade tariffs, that might affect them in their pocket, but it doesn't insult China. Boycotting the Olympics insults China. And there would be a very, very strong reaction from the Chinese in response to that, which would take the whole adversarial relationship between China and the US to a wholly different level, which I think the Blinkens and the Bidens and the Kamala Harrises and all those sort of people don't understand. And when it comes to this kind of thing, the Chinese have shown that they are prepared to retaliate and to retaliate hard. So Justin Trudeau arrests a Chinese executive and extradites that person to the US. the Chinese retaliate. They arrest a Canadian executive or several Canadians in China and put them on trial and lock them up. The British impose Magnitsky sanctions on China because of events in Xinjiang province. The Chinese retaliate by imposing sanctions on British activists and lawyers. And as I understand it, one of those law firms, Essex Court Chambers, that the Chinese have sanctioned, is now in serious trouble, is losing senior lawyers. Singapore office has broken away and is losing business in the Caribbean also. So, and of course, we saw what happened in Anchorage when the Chinese pushed back very hard against Blinken, when he tried to lecture them on human rights. And again, Nike and H&M said they wouldn't buy cotton from China, and they're now facing exclusion from the Chinese market for doing so. So the Chinese hit back hard when they are faced with this sort of thing. Real action to stem the inflow of Chinese goods into the United States, such as Donald Trump took. Tough negotiations with China to recalibrate the relationship. Clear red lines to the Chinese about what to do and what not to do. All that China is absolutely willing to work with. They understand diplomacy extremely well, but gesture politics, which offend and insult them, that they will not tolerate. That's the difference. Trump was for real. These people are not for real. They're for virtue signalling and gestures. And I don't think they've yet realised that that virtue signalling and those kind of gestures, when you're dealing with someone with a power like China, they have real consequences.
Right. So very quickly, what do you think China could do? Say they did boycott, say the US and Europe, because I'm sure the US will not want to boycott them alone. That's for sure. The US will definitely try to form some sort of boycott coalition. And they'll succeed to a certain extent.
Yeah.
What would China do in retaliation? Could you see them telling, you know, Apple or Nike, get out, you know, stop doing business here? Or do you see them telling the NBA and LeBron James, get out, you guys aren't welcome here anymore? I mean, these would be big moves. What would you see China doing?
Well, I mean, China could do lots of things. I mean, one obvious thing they could do is they could form with the Russians, who've got all sorts of issues with the Olympics themselves. We've talked about that before, you know, the doping scandal and all of that. They could form with the Russians a bloc that actually secedes from the Olympic movement and forms a rival games. And, you know, that's not impossible. And there are lots of countries, by the way, around the world which might be attracted to it. That's one possible option, so that you would have two rival Olympic movements, two rival Olympic games, with the Chinese-Russian one probably winning more records than the official one. That's one thing they could do. But I think one thing that is perhaps more likely is that the Chinese could start sanctioning Western sports companies that do massive business in China. And I have to say, I know a little bit about this because, I've had some contacts with people who work in sportswear companies, and I know how important the Chinese market is to them. So if, you know, from one day to the next, you find an across-the-board block on sales for Western merchandising companies in China, that will have an effect. By the way, I think it's going to be so strong, whatever the Chinese response is going to be, and it's going to be communicated so forcefully by the Chinese over the next few months, that I suspect that we're going to see all this talk of boycotting the Olympics melt away, because I think the Chinese are already starting to assess that the Biden-Harris-Blinken administration is all big talk but no stick. And I think they are all going to trample all over them on this issue as they are on every other.
How do you square the circle, real quick? How do you square the circle with the fact that Biden was so much, his whole family was so much in the Chinese pocket? I mean, they owned the Biden family. And now you have them, you know, going after, to a sense, in a sense, going after China with these boycotts and stuff like that. Does that prove the case that Biden isn't really in charge of things? Or how do you see this?
My impression is that the Biden administration is bitterly divided. I think Biden himself and his people close to him, they're quite keen on keeping things with China exactly as they were. As you rightly said, they did business with China. That was fine for them. But you have these very ideological people who are concentrated around Antony Blinken, who see things from a completely neocon perspective. From their point of view, China is an adversary and they want to hammer it down. Now, it's not the same as it was with Donald Trump. Donald Trump wanted to protect American business, industry and jobs from what he saw as aggressive competition and unfair competition from China. These people are not interested in any of that. If you look at what they say about China, it's not about that. For them, it's all about China as an ideological, political, geopolitical adversary. So whereas Trump's approach to China was a pragmatic one, and he had a good relationship with Xi Jinping, these people's relationship is a purely ideological one, and it comes from their neocon beliefs, which are completely different from Trump's. And by the way, they're also different from Sleepy Joe's. But Sleepy Joe is obviously not in charge. He is not able to make decisions, certainly not able to impose decisions, and the neocons are letting rip. And they're coming up with these terrible ideas like boycotting the Beijing Olympic Games, which is gesture politics on a grand scale, which is bound to backfire.
Yeah, it will backfire. All right, guys, I will put a link to the Duran Shop 10% off down below. Just use the code in the description box down below. Take care.